A word for you from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. In another version it speaks about lying wonders. So we find here the prediction of the end times, and not just a vain prediction. This is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he says that there will come the spirit of the Antichrist, the lawless one, as it says in this version. And when he comes, he'll come with lying wonders. He comes with power. Sometimes Christians believe that anything that looks powerful, and if it happens in church, it must be the power of God. It can't be the power of the evil one. And yet here we are warned that the coming of the lawless one is indicated by power and false wonders and signs. You see, this is part of the many warnings that we find in the New Testament. In Mark 16, verse 17 and 18, it speaks about the false prophets. The classic Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5, where the disciples ask about the end times, and Jesus says, "Take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name." Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:13, "Evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Paul says in Acts 20, 29 and 30, "Savage wolves will arise from your midst, speaking perverse things." And yet the Lord warns that some of those people who perform these wonders will assume that they have an automatic right in the kingdom of God. And so they will say to the Lord, "But did we not do wonders in your name, miracles, casting out of demons, etc.?" And the Lord will say, "Depart from me, for I did not know you." The thing about false signs, false prophets, lying wonders, is that it is totally removed from God. It is there to put a spell upon people, to blind the eyes, to impress people. And so when you hear about petrol being turned into pineapple juice, or people experiencing phenomenal things and falling down and saying things that sound miraculous, be very careful. Be on your guard. Remember, the Lord himself said, "Many will come in my name."